Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Wednesday. Fog, mist, and now 20 degrees. A judge in Colorado heard graphic testimony during a preliminary hearing for the man accused of murdering his ex-fiancée and mother of his child.
The judge heard from law enforcement who testified that Crystal Kenny told them she was in a relationship with Patrick Frazee, and Patrick kept asking her to kill his ex, Kelsey Barrett, with whom he had a one-year-old daughter. Eventually, Crystal says Patrick did it himself.
In a horrific manner, with a bat in the back of the head, as Kelsey is sniffing candles with a blindfold over her eyes.
That is Prosecutor Jennifer Veman. She says Crystal then cleaned up the crime scene but left traces of blood for investigators to find. Patrick was ordered to stand trial on multiple charges, including murder. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police have released the name of a 19-year-old woman who died after an accident in South Wichita Monday night at 53rd Street South and Broadway. Three vehicles were involved in that accident. An SUV rolled over. The driver, 19-year-old Carlina Johnson, was taken to a hospital where she died. Drivers of the two other vehicles were not injured.
Even with city trucks laying down a mixture of salt and sand on Wichita roads, drivers are advised to take it slow. Tow truck driver John Burgett tells KSN News, driving in winter weather can be challenging.
Right now, our drivers are going about 20 miles an hour on the back streets and about 40, 45 on the highway just so they can drive safely with not seeing as clearly as they need to.
He also warns that residential side streets are likely to be extremely slick until temperatures warm up and melt the ice away.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has named a Topeka attorney who specialized in tax cases as her new acting Secretary of Revenue.
Kelly announced Tuesday that Mark Burghart would lead the Department of Revenue. He replaces interim secretary Mark Beshears, who took over the agency temporarily when the new governor took office last month. Burghart previously worked as a legislative researcher and as the Department of Revenue's chief counsel for 7 years, beginning in 1987. His appointment as secretary will require state Senate confirmation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Gasoline prices are going up in Kansas. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says this change is more about policy and less about driving demand.
I think we're seeing some impact of geopolitical issues, U.S. sanctions on Venezuela and Iran, and then OPEC has decreased their production.
Stewart says the national average was $2.32 as of Monday. The state average price, about $2.09 a gallon. Here in Wichita, prices jumped to $2.19 on Monday.
A Washburn professor says in a lawsuit that the university retaliated against her after she filed a sex discrimination complaint. Leslie Reynard, who teaches in the communication department, says in her lawsuit the retaliation began after she told her department chair in April 2018 that she intended to file a claim with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The school council declined to comment on the lawsuit Tuesday.
Civil liberties advocates say information the government admits to sharing could affect many people's daily lives.
The Council on American Islamic Relations is reacting to a government admission that a federal terrorist watch list is shared with hundreds of entities, including universities, cell phone companies, and hospitals. CARE alleges the watch list, which could contain large numbers of people who are not under suspicion, could mean problems for people when it comes to travel or inclusion in certain activities. There is no information on how the entities provided with the list or using the data. The government will not say how many names are on the list, and past lawsuits revealed that names are actively added and removed from it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some believe asteroids killed the dinosaurs. Well, what could climate change do?
The headline reads, First Climate Change Extinction, a creature that lived near the Great Barrier Reef. And it turns out it's a rodent, a rat-like rodent called the Bramble K. melomus. Last seen in 2009, they lived in the fields and dug burrows into the ground. But living in areas below sea level was their doom. University of Queensland scientists say the main factors in the mammal's extinction was almost certainly ocean inundation of the low-lying Kay during the last decade, causing dramatic habitat loss. The Bramble Kay melomus, like the canary in the coal mine. The Australian government claims the extinction in the last decade points to human-induced climate change. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As we head out the door, we will be dealing with some slick spots on the road this morning, but our storm system has moved on off to the east. We become mostly sunny by this afternoon, our high getting to 35, partly cloudy and 20 for the low tonight, and then breezy on Thursday with a high 44, and a new storm system will bring us the chance of rain by the end of the week. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog, mist, and 20 degrees southwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and Ted, in the last hour, we've dropped about nine degrees here in Wichita.
What?
Yeah, but the wind is still light, so, you know, it's not unbearable out there, I wouldn't say.
One thing I would say, though, on the temperature dropping like that is we kind of need to start watching out for areas of refreeze in treated roadways now.
It could happen.
Yeah.
And don't, and again, the sidewalks, getting out of the car, that's where I worry. And the parking lots. Ours has been graded off really well here, I think. But still, it's slick. I mean, you can't grade it down to the pavement, so there's some slick spots out in our parking lot this morning. 7:35 now with Steve and Ted. How should I invest my 401k? Time for the Baxter Morning Money Minute.
You need to consider how long do you have before you're going to be ready to retire, and consider the fact that if you have a number of years to go before you retire, you probably need to be a little more aggressive. The reality of life is the stock market, although unnerving at times and very volatile at times, you get an opportunity for better rates of return in the long run. And with a 401k or a retirement plan, you're putting money every month into that plan. So if the market's going down and you're investing, you're buying shares cheaper. When the market goes back up, those funds will make you some money. You need to be more aggressive when you're younger. If you're getting closer to retirement, perhaps it's time to get a little more conservative. See your financial planner for sure.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 on KNSS. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted. And Ted, did you scrape your window? You leave your car out, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you scrape your window this morning? How'd that go for you, by the way?
Easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because something, it wasn't
most,
a real
most
icy,
of the process
icy.
Was brushing the snow off.
Yeah, it was an inch of snow or something.
The layer of ice underneath came off immediately. Well, not like it was hardly anything.
When was it, 10 days ago, a week ago, where we had that icy storm where, I mean, the water would freeze on your windshield as you were driving?
Right, that was not fun.
That was not fun, but this has been...
This was... Pretty easy to clear the car off today.
Yeah, I got out yesterday afternoon. I said, Shelley, I said, I'm gonna go for a run because I don't know when I'm gonna be able to do it again. And as I was finishing up the run, the big flakes started coming down, Ted. And of course, it was an hour after that where we had a pretty good covering, but it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah, the wind wasn't blowing, so it was just a gentle snowfall.
Beautiful snowfall to watch. But we haven't had that much snow in a couple of years here in Wichita, I don't think. And I know they haven't for quite a while over in Kingman where they got 10 inches of snow. Whew, man, it really came down over there. So anyway, you had to scrape your windshield, but it wasn't bad. I actually put into practice or used an item that my wife gave me for Christmas. It's a windshield cover apparatus, and it's you know, it's made out of some sort of, I don't know what it is, some fabric, and it's got these stretchy... straps on the end.
Right. You just put it over your
and
it,
what they say you're supposed
your side
to shut,
mirrors,
you can shut them in the car door, but I didn't want to do that. I just put them over the side mirror.
Right.
And it fit great. And then they've got these two the like bags that you put over the rearview mirrors. And
boom.
So I came out this morning, pulled that off. It's clear. I can see. Brushed off the snow around the sides of the windows, and I can see out very well. So, yeah, it worked pretty good.
Super handy.
So I'm going to have to get you one for next Christmas. What do you think? I don't know how much. Man, it depends on how much it costs. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of money on you there.
And I'd be the kind of person that would forget to go put it out.
I thought this is the perfect time to try it. I had was supposed to go meet my buddies for our Mensa meeting down at the Monarch last night, and my high school buddies, you know, mm-hmm. But I couldn't answer the bell.
Bailed?
I had to call Bob, my friend Bob Blackburn, and say, hey, I'm not making it tonight. I'm going to stay home with the missus and be cool, be warm. So we call it the Mensa group because our combined IQs will get us about 200, somewhere in there. There's about six of us.
You couldn't even make it.
I couldn't make it.
Did anybody else make it?
I don't know. I didn't hear.
You don't know?
You know, I didn't know where they get. Again, the Monarch.
Hopefully they all did, and they all just spent the whole time making fun of you.
Well,
if you don't show up, you know us what happens. The person that doesn't show up just gets grilled.
Ted, I can absolutely guarantee you that if they all showed up, yeah, there was a lot of disparaging comment about yours truly, because that's the way we work. It's the way we operate. All right, 7:40 here, Steve and Ted. So you've got a busy evening planned tonight, Ted, after the ball game.
Yeah, tonight.
When they play on the road, when the Shockers play on the road, does it matter if they play on the road or at home? How many calls you and Bob get?
No, that is absolutely no determination.
And is there usually the same suspects? But do you get a good cross section?
Both. I mean, there's the usual suspects that always call every show, and then we get a nice little contingent of folks that we haven't heard from before.
Well, it's been an interesting season so far.
Yeah, it's been different.
A lot to talk about.
So we'll get at it tonight. Of course, we won't. Gosh, the postgame show won't start until about after 10:30, so it'll be late night tonight.
Late night for Ted.
But we'll take your phone calls.
Ted will be in here for the morning show tomorrow, I hope, and we'll just get back on track. All right, it's 7:40 now, Steve and Ted. We're coming on to the end of the month here. We've got, I can't wait for March to get here.
Yeah, the first 2 months, just flying right by.
You know, this is something that interesting that happened last night in Kingman. They had the Storm Fury on the Plains, severe weather seminar scheduled in Kingman at the Expo Center on South Main there. They had that scheduled for 6:30 last night. And, of course, that's looking at severe weather for spring. But I would imagine they probably had to call that off because about that time in Kingman, they had about 8 or 9 inches of snow downtown. So I don't know what happened there. We don't have any more information. Tonight they're going to try the Storm Fury of the Plains in Reno County at Hutchinson. That'll be at the Hutch Fire Training Center.
Well, Hutchinson got 6.5 inches.
Yeah, they got plenty of snow up there.
They're not having school today.
A lot of schools out. Wichita Public Schools are having classes, though, because they didn't meet all the criteria. In fact, if the kids had to stand out for the buses this morning, there's not much wind chill, so not too bad out there. All right, time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Yep.
Now, Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
7:42, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Spirit employees getting a bonus for showing up today? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.